All right, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show after the short break. And the Sting would suggest accurately that it's time now for That's Entertainment. And we welcome back into studio Michael. You've moved. I had that all set up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Stay where you are. You must have fallen out with Sinead, did you?
No.
It's early doors.
Yeah, by 5 to 12.
I think I'm most likely to fall out with people.
5 to 12. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Michael. How
it's
you
good
on?
To see. It's good to see you again.
Sinead Breen.
How are you, Greg?
Welcome back.
Thank
I wasn't
you very
here
much.
Your first time. You're here. You're you with weren't. Donald Kavanagh. Yes. Congratulations on your elevation to PRO of Donegal GEA.
Thank you.
Huge
very,
achievement,
very much.
Isn't it?
It is, but I suppose really for me, it's an absolute dream come true. This is something I've wanted to do.
Why?
Since, oh, there was an answer to that. I'm always very blunt about this. My love of the GEA was developed in the womb, and I couldn't miss. My parents are both always been heavily involved. My mammy was the first female to be on any county board in
really?
Ireland.
Wow.
And she's always been a huge inspiration. And while she's my mammy, she's somebody that I looked up to because she blazed the trail. But for me, listen, it hasn't been easy to get this opportunity. This was my third attempt to get on management, and it was different this year. There were, you know, the clubs realised, the vast majority of people realised that we needed a massive change. It was a bitterly disappointing and tough to take year for anyone that loves the county.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, we have seen what we need to do for the betterment of the county, and the new committee are very much united that we're going to get us back where we belong.
What's the term?
It's 1 year. Yeah. You can serve a maximum of 5 years.
What's the term for the chair, Mary Coughlin?
It's still 1 year. Every
1 year as well.
Role is up. You can go, as I say, a maximum of 5 years.
Okay.
And then you're not allowed to take that same role for another 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But I have no
problem with that.
The makeup
of just to know the makeup of the committee is it's certainly more diverse now than it has been.
It is. We've five women for the first time ever.
Yeah,
five capable women.
Of course, it's not tokenism.
Yeah, we're all very strong-willed, but we're all very much united, as I say, that what we need to do to get our county back in the headlines for good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an exciting year ahead with Jim McGuinness back.
Exactly, and as I said to Mary Coughlin, keep going to call her Minister or Tonnister, and that's been like 10 years, I don't know how long it is, but, you know, I think that there was an element of the ship being steadied already and on the pitch, you know, a slight uptick, you know, in fairness to the previous management. So things aren't changing in as dark a period as there was?
Well...
Or not?
There has been... There have been a lot of meetings in the past that delegates were telling me when I was in the campaign trail. They were describing it as intolerable, as toxic. The worst meetings they've ever been at in their life, and some of these people have been on county committee for decades. That's not good. Our outgoing chairperson, by his own admission and in his own statement, said that there were some people he felt that were working against him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an absolute gentleman, and huge credit to Fergus McGee for what he has done. He steeled himself, and he got this management structure in place. He worked with Croke Park to implement all of the recommendations, and that was huge.
Again, I put it to Mary Coughlin, though, that some of the greatest detractors of Donegal GEA aren't from Tyrone or Derry or Dublin.
No, sometimes we can be our own harshest critics in this county, but look, we've rectified an awful lot in the last while, and you know, there's really no point in dredging up everything that's happened in the last year. We're about to, you know, have the steering committee hand everything back over to the county. They've done a phenomenal job, led by Billy Bennett, I have to say. Very, very dynamic and articulate. And we're obviously, Jim McGuinness has his first game with his management team now on Sunday, be it a friendly against Roscommon. We've the McKenna Cup coming hot and fast, and, you know, start of January.
And there are, particularly with the Mechanic Cup too, there are markers in that where we can see, even at an early stage, where we may be compared to other people, where we're going and stuff.
Yeah, now the Mechanic Cup, really, it's you know, you're allowed a lot more subs in that. So I would presume that we're going to give game time to a lot more players. Naturally, that's what we tend to do. So it's not always indicative of you know, how we're going to be the league.
I don't know. I often think winning is a habit. It's good to form it early on. But I take your point. I am not a manager or a Pirro. And really, I'm a nobody, Michael. Right, OK. So we are can't go straight from that to Wonka, I don't think. So we're going to be doing our... Well, we can, because we can do anything. But we're going to be going to... again, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Great to see it. Thank you, Michael.
I think the more information that's out there, that the more the public are involved in the knowledge of stuff, the better.
Yes, transparency is key.
Transparency, yeah. But I'm a transparency across, not just in terms of on the board, but in the management team, right? You know, because the people own the GEA.
And absolutely.
I think when people feel that they're distanced from that, that actually is reflected in the stands.
Well, the GEA is the membership.
Yeah. But that has to be remembered as well. 100%, you know what I mean? I think anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not preaching. I'm just saying I see it from the outside, and sometimes I'm glad I don't have to cover it as much, because I would have no friends at all.
Well, we'll see
how
I am in 12 months.
No, I would just simply have no friends, because I just wouldn't be able to bite my tongue. Right. Olive Hands joins us on the program now. Hello, Olive. Turn the radio down, Olive. It's Greg here. How are you?
Hiya. Hi.
From Clonmany. How are you, Olive?
Good, good.
That's a lovely name you have, Olive Hands.
It's actually Olivine.
Olivine Hands or Olivine?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Olivine.
Should I call you Olivine? I will. Right, Olivine.
That'll do. Anything.
As long as you have a prize, isn't that it? I have lost my sheet. This has been a funny old week, this, you know, because I've been all over the place. But listen, I can bluff it. Because we're doing this...
Give me a prize then.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a prize, Olive. So what I'm going to do is, you're our daily contestant for a 50 milliliter Chanel Allure Homme Sport EDT spray for men, they say. But are these... I think a lot of these sprays can go either way, to be honest with you. Do you if you win it, which I'm confident you will, do you know who's going to get it, or is it going to be a surprise, or what's the crack?
Oh, I'd probably go to John,
okay. We'll say no more so. John, hopefully he's not listening, and you can pretend you bought it. Right, have a listen to this. It is a very famous song. Arguably, I would suggest possibly the most famous Christmas song, if not everybody's favourite anyway. But it's being played backwards. Let's see if you can unravel it. It's like a bloody horror movie. Do you know what that is, Olive? You don't?
No.
What would you say the most famous Christmas song is at the moment? Or if you had to pick one, what would you say the most famous Christmas song is?
Christmas in New York.
Oh, well, oh, sorry. Yes, of course, here that's going to be it. But the second one by a solo female artist. So say, for instance, you wanted to be really romantic for John, right? And John said to you, Olive, what do you want for Christmas? I'll get you anything. But you were going to be really flirty and nice to him. You might say to him, John, all I want for Christmas is what?
It's you.
Oh, my God. You won. Congratulations. That's amazing. I can't believe I had to actually feed you that line for poor John. Right, so you've won 50 milliliter Chanel Allure Homme Sport EDT spray. Your name straight in the hat as well now for the hamper from McGee's. It's worth over €500. There's some great stuff in it. You've the same chance as everyone else. That they're thrown in and
so
randomly
much.
Drawn. So you're a winner anyway. And hour, you may well win that hamper. We'll have to wait and see. Best wishes to you, John.
Have a happy
Christmas. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Same
Bye-bye.
To you.
Thank you very much indeed. All right. Back with more from Sinead and Michael after this quick break. Now, if you want to be at the first game under Jim McGuinness during his second reign, then you have to get yourself to Father Tierney Park on Sunday, because they are playing Roscommon. It's at 1:30. Now, the proceeds are going to the hospice, so people want a big crowd, a big welcome for Jim and his team. But as I say, it's the first time, not that we'll see much, but it's the first time really to see them out on the pitch. Dara O'Beale plays for Gweedore and, of course, a midfielder for Donegal as well. He's with us now. Good morning to you. How are you getting on? Good to have you on the show.
Thanks a million, Greg. How are you getting on?
I'm doing fantastic. I suppose everyone's looking forward to sort of getting this era underway in official sense, albeit via a friendly, Dara.
Yeah, surely. It's a good weekend to get it. You wouldn't get many games at this time of year where you get support in around the games and things like that. And it's a good event for it in terms of a lot of the percentage going towards the hospice. And it's a good chance for Ballyshannon to open up Father Tierney Park now for everyone else.
Yeah, how excited are you as a player sort of entering this second coming of Jim, so to speak?
Yeah, can't say I'm not. It was big news there when we got the word that he was coming in. And listen, we've had our head down the last couple of weeks and getting things done, like, so it's nice now to break up the training to get out and actually play under him now in our first game Sunday.
Are you getting a different sense in the squad? Do things feel different? And this is in no way a disrespect to anyone that went before. Don't get me wrong. That's not the motivation for the question. But is there a sense of sort of something different there in the room?
There always is the same kind of sense this time of year. You always kind of have a bit of belief now coming to Christmas and getting through Christmas, and you build towards your Dr. McKenna Cup and into the league. Like, so it's always good to get a run of training and into a run of games then before into the league too, and you kind of know yourself where you're at then.
Brilliant stuff. Well, the game's in Father Tierney Park. It's in Ballyshannon. Throw in at 1:30. From a club perspective, I suppose, now you can move forward and look forward without having to listen to any music from Eamon McGee. That must be have given the whole squad a lift heading into next season.
Yeah, it's poor now to lose poor Eamon McGee. It's a good character to have around the dressing room.
Oh, what about his soundtrack? The music he listens to. All right, okay. Listen, Greg, do you want to say anything about that?
No.
Okay. Listen, come here. We can't wait, obviously, for this game on Sunday, the McKenna Cup, and then into the league and onto the Championship. Hopefully it's going to be a brilliant year, Dara, not just for the team, but for you as an individual as well, too. And we look forward to watching you pull on the shirt, not least this Sunday, and support the hospice in the process. Thanks very much, Dara.
No bother. Thanks,
all right,
mate.
Take care of yourself. Very good to have you on the show. So that's this Sunday, 1:30. Your first chance to see Donegal under Jim McGuinness in a game. And Father Tierney Park, as I mentioned, throw in at 1:30. Proceeds going to the hospice. So it's a win all around. Okay, so let's go to we'll look at something that's on in the cinema. Have you both seen Wonka? Are we both looking forward to Wonka, Michael?
Both seen it.
Both seen it.
All right, take it away there.
Okay, so Wonka, Timothy Chalamet takes on the iconic role of Willy Wonka. Gene Wilder was my Wonka growing up, and I've never seen the Johnny Depp one because I was so attached to the Gene Wilder.
People didn't like it. They thought they took liberties.
It was dark, too dark.
Liberties with the source material.
So this new film brings a prequel story to the screen. It goes back before. I know you're rolling your eyes there. So we get to see a young Mr. Wonka arriving in the big city with big dreams and big businesses out to stop him at every turn. And there's lots of singing and dancing in this, which is not necessarily my thing, as I've said several times before. You've got a stellar supporting cast. You've got Rowan Atkinson. You've got Olivia Colman. You've got Hugh Grant, Matt Lucas. And for me, Keegan-Michael Key as the police chief was absolutely hilarious.
That's really Love Actually.
It's not far removed.
Yeah, if
Emma Thompson, yeah, you're not far off.
All right, okay.
Martin Freeman should pop up. So basically, you've got a lot of comedic talent in the supporting roles, and the story absolutely trips along. Basically, he gets into trouble. He has to get himself out of it. It's straightforward. I think it'll be a big hit with families through Christmas. It opened internationally last week. It's already made 43 million, and it's opening in America today. So you get to see. If you've seen it during the week. As I say, for me, this is where I missed Fionnuala as my wingman because she would have enjoyed it more than I. I was losing interest every time they started to sing. I'm not a musical person.
Right.
I know, well, this is, yeah. So I would say, look, it's obvious from the reviews. It's got 83% from critics. It's got 88% from audiences already. This is going to be a firm favourite over the...
Does that mean now that there's this other timeline that they continue with this, or is this a standalone film as far as you would
As far imagine? As I know, it's the, all that I've read about it, and I've read a few things, is that it's still, it's considered just a standalone film. Okay. But now, if it's a successful box office hit, then you can imagine that they would, they'll just continue the story.
So, Michael, you enjoyed it, but not your thing.
It's not my thing.
Sinead but enjoyed it, and it is her thing.
Yeah, you
I
loved it.
Loved it.
Why?
I expected, I, you know, I went to watch it because it's the buzz film of, mm-hmm. of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I expected to hate it, because to me, Willy Wonka is Gene Wilder.
Yeah. 100%, 100%.
Johnny Depp was just pure wrong. That's it, you know. But I absolutely loved it. Now, it's big budget, and you can see that.
Yeah.
But I just, I was all singing, all dancing, just really was, the main character was brilliant. I loved everything about it.
He's great. Timothée Chalamet is adorable. Fabulous. He's a really likeable, anything I've seen him in, like Little Women.
Yeah, really charismatic. Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I can't wait to take the kids. I'm sorry now that I didn't take them then. I could have had it done. But
but you get to see it. But you get to see it.
I will get to watch it again, yeah. Maybe I'll get my husband to take them to a bit of retail therapy.
That's the way to do it. Exactly. You've already seen it once.
Yeah, exactly. Am I right in thinking,
as an outsider, the appeal of musicals is sometimes going back to hear the songs again, because yes. they get into your head more the second time.
I loved it. I just thought it was so clever. And as I say, I had this notion that, like, you know, I'm just not going to like this, but I have to watch it. It was amazing. Kids, yeah. families are going to love it.
It looks nice, as you say, and yeah. the budget's reflected on the
Absolutely.
Screen.
Yes.
Looking through yes. the trailer
yes.
and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely well worth the watch.
And the comedic bits are good. Like, Rowan Atkinson does his thing, and he's very good at it. Olivia Colman can do no wrong.
Yes.
But I just thought Keegan-Michael Key was hilarious.
He was so funny. So witty.
So funny,
and I was just laughing out loud.
Every time he met with the three bad guys and had his reactions in those scenes, it was just hilarious.
Definitely. Yeah. It's actually worth seeing even for that, to be honest.
I thought he was brilliant. Yeah. I like him anyway. I think he's a very funny guy.
All right, so it's from the producers of Harry Potter.
Paddington is the big one, yeah. Paddington, yeah. the two guys...
What are you saying, Paddington?
Well, the two guys that did Paddington.
Oh, they did Paddington as well as Harry Potter. Sorry, my mistake.
Paul King and Simon Farnaby, director and writer, they are responsible for the beloved Paddington movies.
And so you can see the repetition in that. You know, you can see certain elements of you know, the comedic effect and all the rest in it.
And Hugh Grant was.
So it's big, it's luxurious, it's chocolatey, it's all singing, all dancing.
Yes.
Comedy. So if you're in the mood for that, that's what you're going to get.
It's a great
I think
just if you're in the mood to watch a good movie, you know, just it's got everything, I feel. You know, I think it's excellently done.
Giraffes. There's a giraffe in it as well, too.
Yeah, there is. I just think it's a real look at it's feel safe. You know, everybody's going to enjoy it. And
but those films have been cocked up in the past. Do you know what I mean?
You
know, you have to get it right too, don't you? Especially when there's some people could say, well, why does this story need to be told? Because people have you have your loyalty to your Wonka.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a wee bit of and Oompa Loompas in there as well.
Yeah, there's
so funny.
Yeah, well, Hugh Grant, yeah.
So it's just...
It was very typically Hugh Grant. Grumpy.
Is it a reinvention? Because what was it? The Gentleman or something he was in? Was it The Gentleman?
He's had a career renaissance.
Yeah,
where
but it's strange. You know, is it The Gentleman he was in? Or there was a film where he played like a Cockney in it like that?
I don't know.
It's a very good film. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But he's... bizarre character in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here we have him as a comedic character. So it is a reinvention, and he's not afraid to take the hand out of himself either.
He's come back for someone who was always a leading man. He's now a sort of a star character actor.
Mm. Yeah.
He's more likely to not be the lead, but to be the second lead or third lead, but to almost steal the show, like Dungeons and Dragons, where you know he'll steal a movie. It's a complete renaissance of his career.
He has really reinvented himself. But
Big time.
He's done it so well, so cleverly.
Sure.
You know?
Authentically and cool as well at the same time. Right, so Wonka from you out of 10, Michael, all things being considered.
All things being considered,
subjective.
And I would advise people, don't listen to me, listen to Sinead. But I'd give it like probably about a 7 because I was
decent.
Laughing. Yeah, it's decent,
and,
you know.
And Sinead for you, and I suppose thinking on people bringing younger ones with them.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 9.5. I think it's excellent.
Okay,
four kids myself, and I know every one of them will like it. They'll find different elements of it that they each enjoy, mm-hmm. but they'll all love it.
Isn't that exactly what you want, though?
Absolutely, yeah.
I just want to say play a very special request for Lisa Gallagher. Lisa's been on the show before. She's from Letterkenny. She is ringing her bell today at 4 o'clock. It's to signify her last cancer treatment in Derry, and her son is coming back from New York today for Christmas. So she's super excited, and we're delighted for her. Lots of love from all of her family. I could not be any happier to hear that news, and I'm so delighted, and I hope it's going to be a wonderful Christmas, that Lisa gets to ring that bell. She's been an amazing advocate for herself, but also for others as well. And she's an amazing woman, and her son's coming back from New York for Christmas, and we're so delighted that she gets this news in the approach to Christmas. And I'm not lying or not exaggerating in saying that when I first read that, it just gave me a wonderful, wonderful lift, because she's an amazing woman. So on that note, we'll take a very short break, and then we'll be back with more from Sinead and from Michal, Michael, Leddy, after these. A caller says, anyone watching the Squid Games, The Challenge? It's very good. Now, this is the programme, I presume, on Netflix. Eric Roberts locally was involved.
Yes,
in it.
That's the one, yeah. I'm not watching it, but yeah, it's the local
Yeah,
guy.
I've not felt any inclination to watch it.
I've heard very, very mixed reports about it, that okay. for people who are watching it.
Did you watch the series, Sinead?
No, I haven't. No, I've seen some.
I think you'd kind of want to have had the seed planted by watching the series. To
watch the drama first,
Yeah, the drama.
No, you're right, but the series, yeah, you're right.
Have listeners ever watched dogs behaving badly? There is a connection that people can change the behaviour of children like they do to dogs. An expert comes out to let the dog know that you don't do this and you don't do that. The animal is changed within a matter of hours once it knows who is boss. Children are the same. If parents can control them, maybe they won't. They don't have the means or the know-how. I think this is like a child's slightly more complex. I understand maybe the space that the, but I think there's a more complexity to the human nature than there might
possibly
be to children.
Yeah.
I haven't tried giving them treats. Parenting is tough. Owning a dog is tough, but I can see why people might see the connection, but I don't think it's really just quite the same. But listen, thank you very much. 1917 on BBC Two. I only watched this once. This is a biggie, isn't it? I think this could be one of those ones that might have slipped under a lot of people's radar, but it's really quite a good film.
Really good. It's on Monday night on BBC Two.
If I have the right one. This is one where there's a huge scene that's a single shot or something.
The whole thing is... The whole movie is done as two shots.
Right.
So you're absolutely
Some
right.
Of it's great, yeah.
The idea is the camera just tracks. So it's World War One, and there's a courier, basically. A message has to go from A to B. I don't know if you've seen this one, Sinead.
It was 2019.
It was a multi-award winner. I didn't get the... Well, it got some Oscars, but it got... BAFTA, I think it definitely got a Golden Globe as well. It's a fantastic achievement of a film.
Don't get caught upon the fact that it's like a continuous shots, because shot in a way whereby, listen, there are clear breaks in it.
Yes.
It does, you know, the continuity of the film is there, and they overcome maybe the challenges that might be there in doing this. But it does make for a very interesting, edgy seat, constantly going time.
Absolutely.
Look at your phone at the same time.
It's really just, as I say, you can basically forget that it's like one track and shot the whole time. You have a courier, a message has to go from A to B. It's war time. There's plenty of obstacles, explosions, enemies. There's one sequence which I've mentioned before on air that I love. There's a sequence where they're in a big open field. There's a dog fight in the air. There's a plane. The plane crashes. It comes down right beside them. The fact that it's all done in one shot, that you see everything happen in the distance and the plane getting closer and closer and crash on the ground.
It's cool.
The logistics of doing it, it's really, really cool. You will get invested in the story, I think, of the two guys. It really works, and I'm delighted to see it. I was looking through the Christmas films and films that are coming up this weekend as well. Delighted to see it pop up. Anytime it comes up, I flag it, because it's well worth checking out. As you say, maybe people... May not have seen it 2019.
No ads either on BBC Two, if that's a thing.
Say anything again?
No ads. No
advertisements. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, it is.
When's that on?
Monday night,
Michael,
at 10:30. Monday night coming. That's the 18th, week before Christmas. And it's very highly recommended by myself, definitely. And Greg, you like it as well. So.
Yeah, I did. But I know there's enough.
And
I know
more pictures are not normally.
Gaps that I can rewatch it.
It's not your thing, I know, normally. But this is a different
kind.
Well done,
it's clever. Right, we're in the company of Sinead and Michal, the talented pupils of Glenties Comprehensive School and seasoned members of Glenties Musical Theatre together present the pantomime Treasure Island in the school gym. It's at 8 o'clock. It's on the 20th, the 21st and the 22nd of December, with a final performance at 5 o'clock on Saturday the 23rd. Now, tickets are available from the school by phone 0749551172, or you can email admin@glenteescomp.com. Tickets are also available from Divis Centre in Ardraa and the Co-op in Glentees. Right, so I think I have Niall, Rena and Ruth. Are you all there?
Yeah.
Okay, and is that Ruth? I see peeping in. Ruth, is that you?
The teacher, Ruth McCullen. Yeah. Ruth Hello, Greg. McCullen. How are
Good
you?
Good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us. Ruth, this a lot of work's gone into this, I'm sure, because it's going to, you know, there's a really high standard expected and a high standard that's going to be reached. And it takes a lot of time and effort, doesn't it, Ruth?
It really does. I mean, we here in the comp, we have a long-standing
Ruth,
tradition of musical
Ruth,
here.
Lean in a bit. Yeah. Come on. Can't see you. Right, come on. That's it.
Can you see me now?
Yeah.
So
Niall's not going to bite you. Go on, move in a wee bit.
We have a long, long-standing tradition here of musicals in the comp. And in fact, every year we'll put on some sort of extravaganza for the students and for the community. And this year, though, is our first Christmas panto. So we've never done a Christmas panto before. So it's a really innovative idea to have Treasure Island done as a Christmas panto. And we're doing it in conjunction with Glentees Musical Theatre.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have three of our big stars here.
Niall, you're in the role of Jim Hawkins. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I am a boy that has a love interest who's sitting beside me.
It's not Polly the Parrot, is it?
No,
not Polly the Parrot.
But, that's a different one. Okay. So, Niall, you're Jim Hawkins, and I presume Ruth, as in the character Jenny Trelawney. Trelawney is Trelawney. The love. Trelawney. Okay. So, talk to me a bit more about Jim, Niall. Go ahead.
Basically, I mean, I'll tell you a bit about the story and what he does is. Him and his mum find a treasure map, and it's basically about them two going along. He's falling in love while trying to find treasure, and then the ending is a surprise.
Yeah, of course. Ruth, what's it like playing Jenny? What's it like playing Niall's love interest?
Oh, it's great.
Spontaneous.
Oh, it's amazing. It's so romantic.
Natural chemistry, I hear.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we're just very good friends, so we have, like, good chemistry.
Yeah. But also that also means it has to be good fun too, doesn't it, when you're doing it with your friends? Because it is a lot of stuff, a lot of work goes into it. So if you can do it with people that you get on well with, all the better, Ruth, I think, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your character is obviously Jenny. So is it a big part? What's the crack?
It's, well, she's like the squire's daughter. She's a bit more posh and... you know, well off, and yeah. Niall's like this kind of, Jim is
poor.
He's poor and he's
living in a bar.
He's living in a bar.
Sounds all right, but anyway, go on. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, her father would never be all right with them being together, but he wants her to, like, you know, do sewing and piano and all the things that a woman should do, but she wants to be a pirate and to go on adventures. So her and Jim and Jim's family find the map and they go on an adventure. So.
And Rena, you're Polly the Parrot. How does a fully grown human person play Polly the Parrot?
Well, that's difficult, but I just have to kind of get into character.
Yeah. And is it a big part? Because I haven't seen the production, of course. But
yeah, at the start when I had it, I was like, oh, I don't know how I would do this. But I actually do have a lot of lines and I'm kind of the main pirate's part. Mm. So there's a lot of funny bits in it when we're kind of fighting a lot through it, and we have like a love-hate relationship.
So are you getting some of the sort of the best comedic lines, do you think?
Yeah, I do. Like, I really like my part. It's good fun, and I can be creative with it. I have to do a funny voice and everything. Yeah.
And have you set a background in acting, any of you, or is this the first time you have taken something like this on, or what's the story?
I've done a few productions and a few things.
Good
and
stuff, Ruth.
I was in an acting class a few years ago, a long time ago, actually. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It can't be that long ago. What are you, 12? No, I'm only joking. I'm only joking. I just old manned you. I know. I'm only joking. Ruth, come here. You've clearly got a great group of people to work with. They're three fantastic people. Loads of confidence. Really looking forward to it. And I'm sure all of you are, Ruth.
You know, it's been a wonderful experience so far. We've been rehearsing for a long, long time. So this is the you know, the cumulation of everything here. We have the community are involved as well, which is wonderful. I mean, our tuck shop that we're running, is all the profits are actually going to go to our multidisciplinary and autism units.
Oh, wow.
So we have a lot of parents involved there. And it's just so inclusive. Even any of the PR, we have two wonderful students from the multidisciplinary room, Thomas Brennan and Keane Shovlin, and they're flat out acting on social media for us and promoting it. And it's just, it's a wonderful experience. We're going to have a live band too, which, you know, it's going to be amazing for anybody who comes to the show.
And I love the fact that it is so close to Christmas too, because sometimes these things, I think, can be, you know, it's the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, and then that final performance on the 23rd and 5 o'clock. So it's right up there to Christmas as well too. So it's going to be great fun. Listen, I'm sure you're going to have packed houses every night. There are some tickets available too, though, from Divis Centre in our draw, the Co-op in Glenties. You can also contact the school and also email admin@glentiescomp.com. And I think, Ruth, it's really important. It's good, isn't it, that this gets the support it deserves, and I'm sure it will, but an awful lot of time and effort. I mean, this is a top quality production the crew are putting on here, and it deserves the big crowds it's going to get, Ruth.
There has been a huge effort, and I won't even start naming names because I will forget something and someone, but there's been a massive effort put in by absolutely everybody, and it is going to be something very special. I mean, it is amazing songs. We have anything from Shania Twain to sea shanties to love songs to Elvis, Blondie, they're all in there. You know, we have, again, maybe Rena will give us a bit of Polly Parrot before she leaves. Just a wee taster.
Go on, Rena, please. Go on, just a wee bit of Polly.
Sign us off with Polly Parrot.
My name's Polly, the finest part to ever part the seven seas. That's a wee taster.
Go on, mate. I like that one. All right. Listen, the question is, who will win the treasure? Is Jenny the treasure? I don't know. Will the young lovers end up together? Will Captain Flint seek Riki's revenge on Long John? What is the black spot? Why is everyone so terrified of it? What does Polly the Parrot look like in real life? All of these questions will be answered. Listen, guys, thank you very much, Ruth, for setting it up. Niall, Rena, Ruth, it's going to be great. I know it's going to be great. Thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful...
Thank you, Greg.
Have a wonderful show. I'm sure you will. It's been brilliant having you on. Okay. Thank you very much indeed for that. That sounds like somebody really good. Sinead, did you ever act?
Did I act? I did a little bit in this. Actually, well, it'd have to be GAA related, wouldn't it?
Of course it
would. In the score competitions, the cultural side. Yeah, so mostly I did the Trán na Gceisteanna, which is the quiz. But yeah, I got roped into the novelty act once.
What was that?
Oh, jakers, I haven't a notion. It would have been something very stereotypical of the time. It was just something to do with it. Conversations in a typical Irish house.
I get you. Yeah. We'll not dig any deeper.
I wouldn't have gotten an Oscar now, put it that way, if they were going for it. But I did what I had to do.
Rightio. Come here. Shall we take another break? And then we've got one other piece of business and then we can keep chatting after cool. that. We're in the company of Sinead Breen, who is the newly elected Donegal GAA PRO. Great achievement. Trained, conditioned in the womb, because absolutely. Your mother was a trailblazer as well, of course. And Michael Leddy, a writer and blogger and the ever reliable. Back after these. Now, Caroline, begin to place the call. We have drawn a ticket from the Trombola and we are going to be ringing someone very, very shortly. And they, if they answer the phone, win 1,000 euro. Okay, so hopefully they do. Let's see how we get on. Uh-oh. Unfortunately, the person did not answer, and that means that we're going to try a little later on. We're going to put that ticket back into the draw drum, the Trombola. I feel deflated now. Yeah. I was just all excited. We've still got a 500 euro thing to give away, haven't we? Hamper. So I'm sorry about that, but that's just the way it is. Someone later on today will be getting another call. Hopefully they'll be able to answer and win that 1,000 euro. Has anyone seen 007 Road to a Million, in where seven pairs aim to win 1 million each to find clues and more money from each task, from Bond locations, the wilds of Scotland, to seeking clues under the Tuscan sun? Certainly a thrilling ride. Has anyone seen the Chicken Run sequel? No one knew they needed after 23 years. Well, the original is on tonight at BBC Three with Mel Gibson as Rocky, who I find out his middle name is Colm Kill, Mel, not the rooster. And Deck the Halls is on TV Three with Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick. More Donegal roots in where elaborate plans that have the town's powers been strained. That's in from Kevin from Dunlow.
I love that original, that Chicken Run. Julia Sawala is in that as well.
I don't like Chicken Run.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't
like
Wallace and Gromit.
No way.
I don't like Toy Story.
No way.
Oh, how can you not like Toy Story? That's
no way.
I know, isn't it? I'm sick.
You're sick.
I am sick. Well, I don't like Mrs. Brown's Boys. I don't like the Royal Family.
Oh, the royal family was so
funny. I never got into it. I never got into it. So I didn't have any strong feelings and I didn't get into it. But Chicken Run was great, Greg. Come on.
Right. So, Sinead, we've done the sport, isn't there? What else is happening this weekend? It is obviously that it's all roads lead to Father Tiernan Park. There's also a couple of other games on.
There is.
Under 21s are playing this weekend,
aren't they? Under 21 football finals tomorrow, a doubleheader in O'Donnell Park. Mm-hmm. The first is at 1 pm, the second is at 2:30 pm.
What's your club?
I am a member of a Naevora Convoy football club, but yes, they don't have hurling, so I'm also a member of Satanta Hurling.
Okay, cool.
Can I wish them the best of luck? And I'm devastated I'm going to miss it on Sunday in Newry. They're playing Thomastown from Kilkenny in the All-Ireland semi-final. Mm. I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Are they going to see that game as faves or...?
No, they're not, unfortunately. Yeah, but okay. I have full belief. People
well,
might
they've
think
defied
that,
the odds previously.
Well, Thomastown have six All-Ireland winners from Kilkenny. Mm. But I mean, I don't underestimate the
And I think it was interesting too, and welcome to hear Mary Coughlin recognise Satanta's success and the importance of hurling and other disciplines under the auspices of the GEA. Just to mention again, Father Tierney Park, Ballyshannon, throw in 1:30. It's Jim McGuinness's second run at it. They're playing Roscommon. It is a friendly. The tuck shop is going to be there. That was that item, wasn't it? No, that tuck shop was in Glenties. I've done so much of this stuff today, I'm getting confused. but all proceeds go towards the hospice. You'll be down at that?
I will indeed. I'll be on duty. Can I just wish Ryan McHugh and his stunning inside and out fiancée, Bridget Malloy, congratulations. They're getting married this afternoon. And may God bless them with loads of babies that'll play ladies football on Mayans.
Yeah, indeed, no harm in that. Right, okay, so we're also doing the draw for the hamper. That's been done. It's been done off air, and I can tell you that the hamper winner is, drum roll please, Wednesday's winner, John Duggan from Gwydor. So unlucky to the other four, but they all have beautiful perfumes, sprays or whatever it might be called. What is the difference between aftershave and cologne?
Oh. The origin.
No, what's the difference? I think cologne, right, doesn't spray. I think you tap cologne into your hand.
But aftershave.
You don't even know what Lynx is. I'm not one point asking.
Aftershave, you just put you. That's like.
Yeah, but some you spray, right? And
right.
And there's cologne. But I think cologne is the stuff you put into your hands.
I didn't know there was going to be a test.
I'm perplexed. I don't know this.
I didn't do any homework last night. No one told me it was going to be a test.
I just always, when I hear of cologne, I just think of my daddy when I was little. He'd put his on and he'd dab on dust.
Yeah,
through,
that is cologne. Right, okay. But I think cologne is your dab, and I think aftershave you spray, I believe.
Anyway. Right.
Right, Wish the movie. And is this the one that people are having to stick out a little caveat about some of the content in it? Is it?
Yeah.
But we have to be extra careful in how we describe it.
It's PG rated.
Yeah.
And I believe that is very appropriate, although it's a typical Disney movie.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a controversy.
It's not a controversy.
There's certain elements of it. But there was the same in The Lion King. There were parts of it that...
It's to do with, let's see how we can phrase this carefully. So mums and dads are concerned that it might have others in the house asking questions about different things.
Yes. Okay.
Right?
Okay. I understand where you're going.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm talking about granny and granddad.
Yeah,
there,
fair enough.
If you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
So,
So just be careful if you're watching it that granny and granddad don't start asking questions really effectively.
Absolutely. And that it's well worth any parents that are taking their kids to read up on that beforehand.
Right.
And they'll be able to ascertain whether it's age appropriate or not, put it that way. Listen, I really enjoyed it, but I mean, was it any different to any other Disney movie? No.
I think Disney are in the doldrums at the moment. There seems to be a problem with them, you know.
Banal.
The head guy,
repetitive.
Bob too.
Yeah.
A bit, okay. Yeah.
You know, it's the same. It's the same storyline that all the rest have. And yeah, I love the songs in it, and I love the whole the same as.
But if
as
you've
Wonka,
seen it, you've seen it.
If you've seen it, you've seen it. Look it. Okay. It's one of them things. If it is age appropriate, as I said, definitely look that one up beforehand, parents. But if it is, it's one of them times. Just as a parent, it's one of these things you have to suck it up and get on with it.
Right,
it's not
gotcha.
Going to change your life.
I wasn't aware. I'm aware of the film. Obviously, I've seen the trailer, but I didn't realise there was.
My 8-year-old absolutely loved it. He loved it. He came out and he said, "Mommy, wasn't that the best movie ever?"
See, so, that is, and that in itself is really the important review, isn't it? Because looking at it with a different set of eyes. You've seen, or like your 8-year-old loved it.
Loved it.
So there you go, isn't it? So
loved it.
Mum's, dad's, caregivers might have to tolerate it, but
this
the young ones will love it.
Yeah, that's it. You have to just.
I know what you're saying. It's not that it was bad. It's just you thought, are we doing this again?
It is, as you say, so repetitive, you know, and I would have liked something exciting.
What would your son give it out of 10?
Oh, he would probably give it a good solid. Well, he's 8. He'll probably give
that's
it
right.
an 8. He gives everything
talking.
An 8.
Yeah, that's good. Well, right, so we'll stick with it. I'm not even going to ask you what you think about it because it doesn't matter.
It's all about the 8-year-old.
So we'll give it to Sinead's son, believes it's an 8 out of 10, and that is Wish, the movie at Disney. But just have a wee read up about it, if just to make sure it is parental guidance, but to make sure it suits your children if you're going to go and watch it. Shall we do one more off terrestrial? Let's go to, we'll do the two Pink Panthers.
Oh, yes.
Because talk about
reinventing
the wheel.
That, can I just say a shout out to a good friend of mine, Sandy Shaw, who's a regular listener. We were chatting during the week and I said I would give her a shout out. So I'm just giving her a shout out, if I may. Looking at the Christmas.
Do you have any info on that, Caroline? Caroline, do you have any info that I can read now? Go ahead.
Looking at the Christmas films, lots of interesting things coming up on terrestrial over the next 2 weeks. I was particularly delighted to see on TG Cahir on the 26th and the 27th, the Tuesday and the Wednesday, two of the Pink Panther films with Peter Sellers. The very first one, which is very, very highly regarded. And also, I think it's the fourth one, depending on whether or not you count in the Inspector Clouseau film, which didn't have Peter Sellers, had Alan Arkin. So basically, you're getting two of the best and funniest of the Pink Panther movies. I think of the two of
these... It's a style of humour.
It's a particular
really,
style of humour.
It's like slaps. Would you call it slaps?
You would, yeah. Peter Sellers was originally a supporting performer in the first one. It was a David Niven movie. It's about this jewel thief. But he basically stole the movie. And like it was obvious when they were making it, Blake Edwards was like, oh, we gradually realised that Peter Sellers was just stealing the whole thing.
Yeah.
So then a franchise was built around Peter Sellers, except for one film that he didn't show up for whatever reason. So by the 1970s, by the time you get to Strikes Again, it had really become very family and kid friendly. And it's just over the top. And you get some fantastic scenes. I love these films, all of them to different degrees, but I do love them all. And you get to see two choice ones on TG Cahir in the afternoons. After Christmas.
Sinead Breen, congratulations again. Thanks so much
for
joining
us.
It's been lovely having you on. Michael, I have to go a little bit early because there's a world premiere of a new... I'm actually a recording artist now. This is my first single.
Who knew?
I must say, it's not just me.
Talent.
It's not just... No, I don't. It's not just me, right? It's Donegal Aid. It's a fundraiser, fundraising version of Do They Know It's Christmas?
Lovely.
And it was recorded there just during the week. And I was there... Gary,
there were also singers
as well. There's lots of different people. Well, there's only two singers that I heard. Right, so set your ears to Stunned. We'll tell you more about how you can. We can tell you more about how you can support this. It's in aid of St. Vincent de Paul. Check out our social medias. We'll chat about it on Monday, I think, because next week we're going to have a bit more chilled approach to the program. But this is Donegal Aid's version of Do They Know It's Christmas? It was for fun. I've never heard it before. I don't think it's been played on radio before. Well, here we go. Have a lovely weekend. Thanks, Sinead. Thanks, Michael. Aidan's up after all of this around the Northwest.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world. Christmas time, I'll say you a prayer. Pray for the other one.
time, it's hard.